In the human realm, there's a bit of suffering and a bit of pleasantness. So right. You can, you know, there's, you don't get too distracted by the, either of the extremes.
Right. That's your turn now.
Theory. Oh, two. I'm going to be a hungry ghost.
Hungry ghost? Yes. What's that all about?
Hungry ghosts are a being in Buddhism that represents craving, really. They're constantly hungry. And as you can see from the illustration, they've got tiny necks, huge long necks, thin necks, and a tiny mouth, and they're always hungry.
Yeah.
So they kind of represent craving, really, and when people are constantly wanting things, you know.
What gave you the idea?
Well, I was inspired by The Wheel of Life, and I wasn't setting out to make a game to begin with. I just wanted to make The Wheel of Life a bit more real for myself so that the people that were illustrated were actually people for me and I could understand the process of lives.
Yeah, because you've lived in a Buddhist centre, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Have you got a strong following among Buddhists here?
I have lots of people all over the UK who are very, very enthusiastic about Buddha Wheel. Buddhists in Totnes tend to be sort of widespread and doing their own thing because we don't have a main centre around here. We have Sharpam, but they do a lot of sort of studying lots of individual things.
Right. Have another go.
Okay.
Oh, only one. Is that good?
That's okay. Yeah, one will mean you have a long life if you keep shaking ones. I play sometimes.
I've had a long life already.
Oh, there you go. I play with teenage boys quite often, and they just begin with, and they're all of six. They kind of, you know, shake the fists at everyone, going, "Look, I'm great." But actually, I remind them that will be a shorter life.
Yeah. How long does the game take?
Any time from 15 minutes to whenever, you know, you carry on. I mean, I have people who they play for like 15 minutes and they take the cards they pick up as almost a reading, you know, an opportunity for contemplation. Other people are just avidly, they play it for hours.
There must be meditation somewhere.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Spiritual path, is that to do with it?
Yeah, definitely. You in the human realm, so you pick up a card. Shall I read it for you?
Yes, do.
You've got laziness.
Oh,
so this is what your little person is up to at the moment. Although you would like to give up swearing and become more positive and less offensive, you can't be bothered to try.
It's reading my mind.
So that's what you're up to at the moment. So I'll have my go.
Right. Six.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yes, short life for me. Oh, I've got a positive card, a smiley card. Sense of shame. At a gathering, there is a fight over food. Wanting to set an example, you share the small amount of food you have been given. Oh. I'm being very good, hungry ghost.
Yeah. Where do you get to the end? Nirvana, presumably, is it?
Yeah, well, when you go on to in the human realm, well, actually, in some of the other realms too, there are cards you pick up that say that you can, if you have a certain card, you enter the spiritual path. And also, you can dedicate cards as well, and that acts as keys to unlock the spiritual path. And the spiritual path runs along all the way around the outside, and you pick up cards there. And the aim of the game really is to collect your positive minds and meditate on them and block your rebirth to the different realms.
Can anybody play? You don't have to be a Buddhist, do you?
No, certainly not. I mean, a lot of people... It's mainly just about daily life,
right.
You know. And, I mean, lots of spiritual teachings overlap throughout traditions and different religions, and it's just an opportunity for contemplation or just to have a laugh. People take it on many different levels.
Right. Well, I'll have one more go because we haven't got time to finish this game.
One.
Oh, another
very
one.
Very long life.
Very long life.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's leave it there. I think that's a good point for me to end this game.
I think so, yes. Having a long, happy, long life. You've got a smiley card there, look.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Quit while you're ahead, Lincoln. Yeah, Lincoln Shaw playing the new board game Buddha Wheel with its inventor Emily Preece in Totnes. Did he reach Nirvana? I wonder.